when I was Minister of State in the Department of Environment, which incorporated housing, I had meetings with Habentech and Dr. Paul Armstrong at that time. It can be a slow process, but we got it over the line, and then they built 55 mixed housing units and has been very successful. It was, in fact, opened by the President of that time, President Mary McAleese, but now they have today commenced the new project at Castlefin, the 35 housing units incorporating 10 sheltered, 10 intellectual disabilities and 4 general houses. And having looked at the plans, they're very thoughtfully designed to maximise on the space there, and they accommodate all of the various lifestyles.
It's going to be very important for an incoming government to work very closely with associations like Habentech, because they're not the whole solution, but they are very much part of the solution to this ongoing housing crisis. The more support there is for these local housing associations, the less pressure there is on government.
That's right. The housing associations, the voluntary, they can obtain money from CAS. That's the capital assisted schemes. And in this case, the whole project has an overall cost of 9.5 million. They're doing it, and then the council can avail, and those who require houses are able to avail from it. So they're a very important cog in the overall wheel. And I have said that housing, which will be a priority now for those going into government after this election, and I believe that the government must assist the voluntary housing, because they will play an important role in providing housing, and here in Donegal in particular. I want to, of course, pay tribute to Donegal County Council, their housing office, to the councillors in the area who are very supportive, because it took some time to get this over the line, and they were very, very supportive. And finally, I want to wish Dorian Construction well. They're on the site at the moment, and hopefully the houses will be built within 18 months.